And as we do each Wednesday morning, Dave Greiling is joining me live from the Ogden area from the Standard Examiner, bringing us the latest news from this part of the state. And good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Carrie.
Now, Weber State University, which is located in the Ogden area, is asking the Board of Regents for an increase in student tuitions and fees. Not surprising, considering that it's costing more to educate people these days.
Right. Well, the university is dealing with the inflationary pressures, just as all of us are in our business and personal lives. So they've asked for a 5% increase in tuition and a little more than 4% increase in student fees. That, if approved by the Board of Regents, would go into effect for the summer semester.
And one of the costs that they're facing is an increase in rates from Rocky Mountain Power.
Right. That's part of what they cited. They're also responsible to pay some of the salary increase that the legislature approved for university faculty in this session. So there are a couple different things that surround this.
And if you read this story, you can get a better understanding of if approved, what the request will be and what that can do to your tuition. One example, what about for a full-time undergraduate? What are we looking at?
Well, for a full-time undergraduate that's a state resident, it would be about $110 a semester. Out-of-state resident, it would be an additional $300+ a semester.
Okay, so again, Weber State University seeking permission from the Board of Regents to increase student tuition. Also, there's an article in the paper about the snowpack levels along the Wasatch Front. What do we know at this point?
Well, they're somewhat better than they had been earlier in the winter season, but they're still below what they were last year. However, because there was so much water last year, there's not a particular concern about supply for this summer.
In the article, there's a conversation with the Bureau of Reclamation, and they're saying that top of Utah, the reservoir is very high right now for water storage.
Yeah, they're roughly anywhere from 80 to more than 90% full. So even with a less than expected runoff, the reservoir should fill up for the summer.
So if you're not only concerned about what our water levels will be, you might be interested to know that Willard Bay is 93% full, so get ready for that water skiing.
That's right.
And finally, this morning, some news from President Obama. He's nominated Major General Andrew E. Bush, commander of Hill Air Force Base, Ogden's Air Logistics Center, to be vice commander at Air Force Material Command. What does that mean?
Well, basically, it means two things. For Bush, it means he would be promoted to a 3-star general, and then that his new job would be in Ohio. His 2-star position at Hill was scheduled to be eliminated in October as part of the Air Force restructuring, so there will be a new commander at some point at Hill that probably would be a brigadier general.
Okay, so this is part of some restructuring that is happening there?
Well, certainly Bush's promotion obviously was earned on his merit, but at some point Hill would no longer be commanded by a 2-star general.
Well, Dave Greiling with the Ogden Standard Examiner updating us on what is happening in that area of the state. And Dave, we appreciate you joining us each week.
Okay, Carrie, thank you.
And if you'd like to read more about these stories, again, you can go to the Ogden Standard Examiner. We have a link to the paper at our website, upr.org.